They have responded with the entire bid package.
Ron, give me just a second.
Okay.
Okay. She's all right.
It's just that I'm just watching it. I just want to let you out. Okay, Ron. Sorry. That's okay. Total cost to the county from Skurlock is $14,246.68. 14246.68, and that's Skurlock. Bid number two received is from a company in Georgia. And by coincidence, the name of the company is Erickson's, but it's Eric apostrophe Sons, so he must have had a bunch of sons and he named his company that way.
Is that Norwegian or not Norwegian?
The way they're spelling it, probably. Yeah.
It's thank you.
They left the K out. Their response is, it looks to be in order. All the paperwork's filled out completely. The dollar amount is $18,988 even. 18988.00. That's Eric Sons. Bid number three, received from a company in Illinois, and the name of that company is McCann Concrete Products, M-C-C-A-N-N Concrete Products. They have filled out the correct sheet appropriately, and they're quoting or bidding $16,800 even, 16800.00. The fourth response I received this morning, I have no idea who this is from. They didn't put any information on the sealed envelope, so we'll see.
Is it broadcasting now?
Yeah, it's broadcasting now.
Go ahead. Do you want to announce what?
For those who just may join us on the internet, we had some technical difficulties earlier, so the broadcast is recorded, but if you're just now joining us, it's because we had technical difficulties with the live stream.
Hi, Ron. Thank you.
This response is from Duracast Concrete Products in Springfield, and they have completed the paperwork and the form correctly, and they are submitting a bid for $18,755.00, 18755.00, Duracast. And that is all I have. At this point, I would ask the commission to set a time definite when Mr. Randy Hayes returns from vacation so I can sit down with him and make sure. I mean, we've got the low amount is from Skurlock at $14,000. We could probably award that and be safe, but I'd rather check with Mr. Hayes first to make sure that all the...
Monday afternoon.
That's fine. We're progressing
quickly at that barn location to get people moved. If you can set that up, there may be a difference in design on this particular drain, and Randy might have some opinion on that. So
we'll just put on the agenda for Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
That way they'll give you a couple hours, because that's the only time we'll meet next week.
I mean, the key issue is delivery in the right sections. Sizes in the sections have to be delivered correctly for the county to install it correctly, and I want to make sure that Randy puts an eye on that.
Thank you, Mr. Erickson.
Monday afternoon. Thank you. Well, I have one more item, if I may.
Go right ahead, sir.
This will just take a few seconds. I had a request from Road and Bridge on grader blades, purchasing grader blades, and we're going to need to get those purchased pretty soon before we start having snow. And these blades are required for, as I understand it, for the graders to handle the snow issues. I did some research. The Road and Bridge folks have already done a couple of phone bids, and were able to determine that a company, I'm not going to give you any details here other than just to say Fabic Cat out of Springfield, came in at an incredibly reasonable price for these blades. And the question from Road and Bridge that I'm putting to you gentlemen this morning is whether we order 40 or whether we order 80. And obviously the cost would be twice as much for 80. My recommendation is, based on determining that these can be purchased through a state contract that I have a copy of here, so we don't really need to send this out for a full formal bid. The total price is going to be in the $8,000 to $9,000 range, I estimate. But I think it's a great savings for the county if we pull the trigger on this as soon as we can. I can forward you some other details in email or in written documentation form, or you can make a motion now if you'd like that we go ahead and purchase 80 versus the 40 to save having to spend that money later or get in a jam if we have some really lousy weather. We can get it on a state bid at a really excellent price.
If we've got justification for the state bid, I don't believe we have to have a motion, because we'll approve it through accounts payable when the bill comes, and you'll have your justification at that point.
I guess my question is simply 40 or 80.
I have a question about what might be in the line item of the budget for that.
We have to look at the budget.
We have to look at the budget.
Let's wait till Monday.
All right.
Let's bring it up Monday when we award this.
I'll chase that a little more.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you have that conversation with Randy ahead of time?
Sure.
And just for the edification of those people that are listening, when you said we don't have to go to bid, I think that we should clarify that the reason we don't have to go to bid is because it has already been bid by the state.
Correct. Yeah, the state has already bid that, and I have all those documents.
That's acceptable statutorily.
Right. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
One last bit of business is motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
And we'll recess and go upstairs after the Salary Commission, right?
The County Commission will stand in recess until the conclusion of Salary Commission, at which time whomever out there, and I believe it's Brenda, is the chair. If you want to come forward, we'll step down out of your way.